Let us get right into the Word. Is that okay?
Amen.
Resurrection. What does that mean? Resurrection. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you. Resurrection. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. And we can put it up there, be good. And I'll be reading mostly from the King James. Resurrection. You know, 2,000 years ago, we celebrated this really took place approximately 2,000 years ago. And so we want to talk about that this morning. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, listen to these words. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture, and that he was seen of Cephas, then the 12. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. Paul wrote these letters somewhere around 67 AD and somewhere in that area. And, you know, Paul is also given credit for writing approximately half of the New Testament. And so we want to find out about what the resurrection mean? Resurrection, what it mean? I think if the people will find out, like some of us have found out, what does it mean, resurrection? When you know, to some people it mean Easter Sunday. Some, you know, they're going to sell some product, and which is good. I mean, we all in to make money, and there's nothing wrong with making money. But money can't heal you. It may pay the medical bill. Amen. Resurrection, it means getting a new outfit, maybe a new pair of shoes. Resurrection. To some, you know, they are able to purchase maybe a new automobile just before Easter Sunday. And they've planned that. Some may be planning on having a big cookout after we dismiss service. Amen. They may have gotten started on Good Friday. And now they're getting ready to eat. And they say, hurry up, preach, and get through. Came to the wrong church. Amen. Because I want to talk to you about resurrection. Amen. Notice Paul said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I have received. I'm not giving you something I thought of. But I'm giving to you what I have received. Amen. What have you received, Paul? How Christ died for our sin, according to the Scripture. Now, Christ is the only one, I think I've said this before, that Muhammad and others that claim to be a God, they have Scripture of what they say, but we have proof that Jesus got up and none of them did. Amen. And so, what does it mean about resurrection? All right. Jesus said in John Gospel 10:10, you're familiar with that? And this is what he said. The thief cometh not before to steal, to what? To kill, and what? To destroy. But look, but I'm come that you might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So I want to talk about resurrection life. Hallelujah. So what does it mean? The prophet Isaiah foretold of his coming and the reason for his coming. So let's look at his story. Let's look at it. He told us years before, some 400, well, better than that, because there was a period of time of silence, about 400 years. He told us some time in the past, and if he talked about the future of this. Isaiah 53, why don't we look at that? Huh? Isaiah 53, chapter 53, verse 1. Verse 1. Are you ready? Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I want to read that from the Message Bible. Just give me a second, all right? I got a few gadgets I got to work on. All right? Praise God. Listen to what the Message says. And we'll move right along. Who has believed what we have heard and seen? Who would have thought of God's saving power would look like this? Who believe what we have heard and seen? Who would have thought that God's saving power would look like this? So that's what I want to talk about. Y'all ready? Thank you, Jesus. The King James says, who has believed thy report? To whom the arm of the Lord revealed? The Message Bible said, who would have thought God's saving power would look like this? Are you listening? Verse 2 says, he shall grow up before him as what? As a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. Other words, I looked it up, that word up, and it says it was nothing desirable for us to, for someone to look at. He did not. Other word, he didn't look good enough for you to take a second look. You ever see somebody that look real good, dress real good? You look, then you look again. And sometime you do a triple look. But he didn't even get a second look. But yet he was God's gift to us. Hallelujah. He said, went on to say, and when we shall see him, there is no what? Beauty that we should desire him.